True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Man, I was just going to keep singing that song if we didn't have to come back. What a banger. Cyclone. If you know, you know, one of the best music videos to ever come out. And let's go to one
late
of the
2000s.
Best Cowboys insiders of all time.
Do we think Bobby could sing that song?
Let's go to the Denham Leeson hotline and go to our teammate from the Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton show. Bobby Belt. Bobby, I loved your segment so much that I brought it up on our show as kind of some of your talking points on how to retool this Dallas Cowboys.
He tried to pass the ideas off as his own, Bobby. I just want to make that clear first. And that's when I knew something, you know, something was awry.
I started it by saying Bobby did this. And I tried to phrase and talk as you of some of the things that you wanted to do. Maybe I did a poor job. Fred is not buying that.
I just don't buy that this would make him a Super Bowl contender.
Our shows.
You don't think they can be a Super Bowl contender, like, under any circumstances?
I'm not saying they couldn't. I just feel like that there's so much work that you have to do. Like, if you went and did a major overhaul or retooling on the defensive side of the football at the trade deadline, which I don't trust this team to do, because, look, you know as well as anybody. I mean, you got to do something. I may be in the minority on this, and I think I like what you're talking about as far as the defensive line is concerned. I think sure. You can make that work. I don't know that you have to go out and get a Max Crosby or a Trey Hendrickson. I really, really don't. But if you can firm up the secondary and get you a middle linebacker or somebody that's competent, you know, look, you just need to, I mean, look, you just need to be good or just average. Bend, don't break. Like, no one's asking you to be the, you know, 86 Bears or the 85 Bears or the 2000 Ravens, you know?
Yeah. And look, I mean, when I ask the question, like, you don't think they can be a Super Bowl contender, that's not a ridiculous position to say they can't, because they're one of the worst defenses in the NFL right now. So I'm not saying anything like that. I was just establishing a baseline. So here's the thing, is that the whole idea was just, if you want to get better without giving up a first-round pick, here's how you could do it. And so, in general...
Oh, okay, see, now, I didn't know there was that caveat as well.
Yeah, the caveat was, like,
way
don't give up a first-round pick. So, here's the idea. Solomon Thomas is your best defensive tackle right now. Oso Digizua has not played great, but he's generally, like, this is just a dip, I feel like. I don't think there's any long-term concern there. I think your defensive tackles need to be Solomon Thomas and Oso Digizua. Yeah. I think your defensive ends need to be Jadeveon Clowney and Donovan Azaraku, and you can work James Houston in there when you want. But those guys need to be playing 80% of the snaps. Jadeveon Clowney hasn't even had, I don't think, a single game yet where he's played 40% of the snaps, and he's been their best run defender on the edge. Azaraku doesn't play enough. So stop with the heavy rotation, lock in on the defensive linemen that are good. On the second level, go trade a fifth or sixth round pick for DeMario Davis from the Saints, who's still playing at a very high level. He's 36, but we're just talking about this year. DeMarvion Overshown coming back. So then you would have DeMario Davis, DeMarvion Overshown. You would, in a second, I'll tell you why, you will be playing Donovan Wilson up in the box, essentially as a hybrid linebacker, and you've got Shamar James. That's your four-man linebacker rotation now. In the secondary, go sign Stephon Gilmore. If you're going to play a whole bunch of zone, Stephon Gilmore is a smart player. You don't need a 26-year-old athlete to play zone. Gilmore can do that at 35. So you'd have Gilmore and Bland on the outside. You would have Reddy Stewart inside at the nickel, who has played in Eberflus's defense, and with the nickel being such an important part of the communication on the defense, would have an understanding and know where guys are supposed to be and be able to communicate that. And then at the safety position, you're getting Malik Hooker back soon. You go out, you trade a second-round pick for Minkah Fitzpatrick. Minkah Fitzpatrick and Malik Hooker can both play up or back, and Fitzpatrick can play the nickel when necessary, and so you don't have to sub packages nearly as frequently.
Your thoughts on Stephon Gilmore, Fred?
I mean, if you're just playing him in zone, I Stephon Gilmore, I'm out. I feel like you've got to know. He hadn't played in 2 years.
Do you think he would get burned as frequently as they've gotten burned with all their other corners?
At least as much. I mean, look,
why have they gotten beat this year?
Well, I think it's a lack of what? You got a lack of communication, and B, you just got guys that aren't that good.
Yeah, right. Communication, and they've been getting blown coverages in zone.
Yeah.
It's guys who don't know where they're supposed to be. Do you think Stephon Gilmore at 35 years old and being like one of the higher IQ corners in the NFL would have a problem knowing where he's supposed to be or telling other guys where they're supposed to be?
I mean, so you just
we're not talking about turning this into a top 10 unit. We're talking about taking a historic offense, basically, that you're putting out right now, and giving them a defense that gets them a couple extra stops.
But I still think we're undervaluing just how physical of a liability he will be out there. I'm not questioning his intelligence as far as football is concerned.
He played 17 games last year.
Who, Gilmore?
Yeah.
For who, Minnesota?
Whoever was with the last year, Minnesota or Indy, I can't remember which one he played for last year. But he played a full slate of games last year. He's not somebody who's had like a ton of injury problems. And if you're asking him to just stand out there and play zone, essentially, I think that's worth it. At least until you get Ravel like up to speed. But you're talking about literally with zone stuff, they've just been getting toasted because it is if people were listening to Cowboys Crosstalk earlier with Tyler Patman on there, Tyler Patman played for this Cowboys team when Matt Eberflus was here. And he's like, it's a bend but don't break defense. Like, that's what Eberflus wants to
do. Which I'd be okay with.
So to me, Gilmore can...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Do that. Gilmore can play zone. And so, again, we're not just saying our big fix here is Gilmore. We're saying the fix here is Gilmore, change the defensive line rotation, start using more creeper and sim pressures. So you can still bring four. You don't have to blitz, but you're bringing four in a unique sort of way. You're getting Overshown back. You're adding another linebacker into Mario Davis, and you're getting somebody in the secondary in Minkah Fitzpatrick who can play nickel if you need and can also play up or down, can play free or strong, whatever else, and changes the entire complexion of the defense and the way that you want to sub packages. And so, to me, like, we're talking about giving up a second and a fifth round pick, and essentially with injury returns and tightening up your rotations and making those couple acquisitions, we're talking about basically four or five new players, like, consistently in the fold on defense.
I didn't realize. Okay, so yeah, your boy Stephon Gilmore did play in 15 games last year for the Vikings. I didn't realize he played in 15 games last year.
I don't love PFF grades. PFF grades right now would tell you that the 20th ranked edge defender in all of football is Dante Fowler, but, like, as just a baseline, like, he was like a 62 last year for PFF, and they grade 60 as average. So
You can live, I mean, like, look, again, that's as good as you're going to get on this team. I mean, you right, can live with that.
That's what I mean. I just need that defense to be like 15th in the NFL. I just don't need them to be the worst. If I can get three extra stops per game, I think you are then talking about that team gets into the playoffs or has a real shot of getting into the playoffs. And once you're in the playoffs with that offense, it's anybody's game.
So you've got them as a playoff team with these acquisitions. I would tend to agree with how good this offense is. Fred, disease.
No, I told you already. I think they could. My only, I'll say this, now that you know, with the Stephen Gilmore stuff or Stephon Gilmore stuff, and look, I love the Fitzpatrick idea. We've talked about it on this show that, I mean, I think that's a guy that you should go out and get as far as, you know, what you could do defensively. And hell, he's probably got another good two, three years left.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't realize, Minkah Fitzpatrick, that they think like he's been in the NFL for like a decade. He's 28 years old.
Yeah, no,
he was 20 when he got in the NFL. So yeah, he still got time, and he has another year left on his contract.
I said this to Blake, my biggest concern is, are we putting too much on Overshown's plate on his return, considering what
if you're talking about somebody who still plays well at the line of scrimmage, that's Donovan Wilson. So if Wilson's going to come in and essentially be a smaller linebacker for you in certain situations, and if you were to go make the deal for Davis, who Davis, again, he's 36 years old, but Davis is playing at a really high level.
Yeah, he's still playing good football.
So you're talking about, at that point, a lot of what DeMarvian Overshown would be doing is just probably directing traffic and then getting guys into spots and playing like another coach on the field as he gets acclimated. And you would be leaning more on Davis and a more solidified, you know, front four that's not going to allow as much stuff into the second level. And you'd be leaning on Donovan Wilson making plays at the line of scrimmage, which is something he can still do. And so I think that you're just talking about being able to mix it up enough that everybody could kind of come back at their own pace. And in the end, all you sacrifice is a contract for Stephon Gilmore, which would probably not be that much, and then a second rounder and a fifth rounder.
Look, I'd live with that, and honestly, I think you could probably get Minkah for a third, to be honest with you. But
potentially, I'm just trying not to like undersell.
Yeah, I get it. And if he had to do a second, so be it. Yeah, exactly.
I think you could get a sixth round pick for DeMario Davis and a third round for Minkah, but just to play within the boundaries and just say
second, fifth. I'm with that. Look. At that, I mean, listening to it explained like that, and as far as the Stephon Gilmore is concerned, and like I poo-pooed Stephon Gilmore, I didn't realize he played last year, but when you explain it, like, look, we're just looking for him to play zone. All right. I mean, look, this defense sucks. If you can just get him to be bend, don't break, which is what we've talked about, and it seems almost impossible, but you've kind of charted a path there where it's like, look, we can get to respectability. And that's all you need this team to do. And hell, maybe somebody catches fire. Maybe Ezeraku, you know, figures out how to rush the passer, you know, consistently down the stretch. You know what, Jadeveon Clowney, which I think I absolutely do, right? And then of course, you know, maybe your corners get a little bit better. Who knows? Or get a little more comfortable. Because to your point, when you add, and I think the underrated aspect, and we gotta go to break here in a second. But to your point, the underrated aspect in all of this is that when you add a Stephon Gilmore, a DeMario Davis, and a Minkah Fitzpatrick, right? Guys who have pelts on the wall, who have been there and have played football at a very high level in good defenses, because I think this defense right now is as much about just, it's a mind bleep right now because these guys can't get out of their own way. And so you bring in three reinforcements, and then, of course, you bring in DeMarvian Overshown, which, like I said, I'm just nervous with DeMarvian. That's really because everybody's acting like this guy's going to go back to what he was when he left a year ago.
He shredded his knee a couple weeks ago. This is about getting two extra stops a game. If you get two extra stops a game, the Cowboys right now are 6-2.
Do we have more faith in that happening or AD coming back?
AD, I'm going to start calling him BC because he's so old. Mm. That's what I'm going to start doing. But no, he's pretty terrible.
Sore Achilles. Great stuff by you. Great stuff by Blake Elliott for utilizing that information. And anything coming up on the show tomorrow morning?
What is it? It's Thursday. We got Neighborhood Watch at 7:40. Okay. But other than that, I mean, Below the Belt at 8:40. You should always tune in for that. So that's about it.
8:40, Below the Belt.
Someone said I've never heard Bobby talk this fast.
Mm.
Yeah, I am at Adderall right now. So
I love it. Bobby, we love you, bro.
Hugs and kisses.
There you have it. Great stuff. We're way over it.
Come back, won't you? Fan After Dark.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.